91X News.
It's 6 degrees and rainy at 1 o'clock. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Callie Doran. Tennessee officials say that they are making significant progress searching for any survivors in homes and businesses that were scorched by the wildfires earlier this week. Sevier County Mayor Larry Waters says Thursday that the death toll from the fire stands at 7. He says that the number of injured has increased to 75 people, including some who had to go to the hospital Wednesday. He did not release specifics about the injuries, but did say that most of the people have been released from the hospital. Authorities are following up on dozens of leads about missing people, but they do not know exactly how many people will be missing. You can now binge watch all the Netflix you want without the internet. The streaming service announced yesterday to its subscribers that they will now be able to download movies and shows from the streaming service to watch anytime. Loyalist student Troy Darcy says it sounds like a good idea to him.
It makes sense. They have so many series and they're so long, it's hard to be always online and watch it.
Shows like Breaking Bad and Orange is the New Black can be downloaded right now, and Netflix will be making more content available for download in the future. Loyalist College hosted guest speaker Candace Miracle on Wednesday. She was here to talk about the inspiration behind her latest documentary, The Grandfather of All Trees. Olivia Tim has a story.
At the forefront of Miracle's work is her desire to tell Indigenous stories and empower the next generation to honor the history in a more accurate way than she'd seen.
I should put my money where my mouth is, and if I think I can do a better job, then I should. And so that was basically the impetus to do my documentary thesis, was because the coverage I had seen at the time was so, skewed relative to what the actual story is.
Miracle received her master's in journalism, but the passion she developed for storytelling wasn't the only reason she became a filmmaker and a journalist.
I was a high school dropout at 16, and going to get my master's in journalism was more of an academic strategy for me to kind of move on to another higher education. But while I was in the master's of journalism program at Ryerson University, I became just very passionate about the coverage.
Miracle's documentary showcases her passion for Indigenous storytelling. The film will be shown at Bubbles Documentary Film Festival in March of 2017. Olivia Tim, QNET News, Belleville.
The Macaulay House in Picton is gearing up for visitors this Saturday. The house was built in the 1830s and has been restored to look like it did over 100 years ago. Jennifer Lyons is the head curator of the Macaulay House in Picton. She explains what guests can expect from the 1800s Christmas.
So we have the house lit up, each of the rooms, with candles, which would have been the lighting used at the time of the Macaulays in the 1850s. And people tour through the house. We have a huge contingent of volunteers that staff each of the rooms. They're dressed up as costumed characters from the period. We also have cooking going on in our 1850s kitchens.
The Christmas celebration is this Saturday. All the proceeds go to the Macaulay House. That's QNET News on 91X to 103 in sports. The Loyalist women's basketball team won a very close game against George Brown College last night, 59-58. The men's basketball team lost 59-85 against George Brown. It has been a great few months of the 2016-2017 season for one local minor hockey team. The minor midget AAA Quinte Red Devils have earned 17 wins, 4 losses, and 3 ties through their first 24 games this season. Red Devils coach Steve Bancroft says he expected the team to be at the top of the standings going into the season.
We've been near the top for basically 5 years. We finished second every year, so our goal is to finish first this year.
The Red Devils have scored 123 goals this season, by far the most in the Eastern AAA Hockey League. Bancroft says that the total is a product of their system.
And our goals come from the way we play. We expect quick puck movement, and we're very tenacious on the forecheck, which helps. So, that's just a product of our system, not necessarily us wanting to play run and gun, because we've still let in around 2 goals a game, which is pretty good.
The Red Devils are in Aurora, Ontario for the Midget Hockey Showcase this weekend. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville today will be mainly cloudy with a 40% chance of showers and a temperature steady near 6 degrees. Tonight is going to be mainly cloudy with a 40% chance of showers and a low of plus 5. Tomorrow will be mainly cloudy with a 40% chance of showers and a high of plus 5. It's 104 and 6 degrees. QNET News on the air at 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to like us on Twitter and follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Callie Doran. News on 91X next at 3.